This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Wetlands and business have long been at odds with one another. As industry, housing, and agriculture expand, there is pressure to fill swamps, marshes, and bogs. But there are a growing number of companies whose business is restoring wetlands in Wisconsin to make up for what's lost. Rich Kramer reports on the world of wetland mitigation banking and the challenge of recreating ecosystems that took millennia to develop.
Outside the city of Cornell in Chippewa County, Nick Haas steers a vehicle he calls the Swamp Buggy into a 100-acre wetland known as Foggy Acres.
Do you smell the rotten egg smell?
Yeah.
So this site's only like 5 years old, but you're starting to get some of those, the soil anaerobic conditions returning to the site. So that's the production of sulfide in the soil, and that's the sulfide gas you smell, and that's a good thing.
Many of the native plants are just starting to green up, but the site is bustling with birds, ducks, and a pair of sandhill cranes. It may not look it, but Foggy Acres is actually a business known as a wetland mitigation bank. Here's how it works. A company that wants to fill in a wetland buys credits from a nearby bank, creating what regulators call a net neutral impact. Haas is the project manager for Wisconsin Wetlands LLC, which owns Foggy Acres. He says they've sold credits to utilities, local governments, and frac sand mines for around $50,000 apiece.
In most of the areas, that's around $60,000, so our top would be that, but realistically, we charge between $40,000 and $60,000.
There are 13 private mitigation banks like Foggy Acres in Wisconsin, but it's not enough. In fast-developing regions like the Fox Valley, credits quickly sold out. So in 2012, the legislature passed a law creating what's called an in-lieu fee program. DNR Waterway and Wetlands Section Chief Marty Griffin says it allows developers to buy credits before wetland restoration begins.
Instead of having pre-established banks on the landscape or wetland restoration areas, basically you pay into a conservation fund, which then the department puts out requests for proposals to fund projects in the watershed to offset those losses.
The DNR has sold more than $15 million in credits, but none of its five restoration projects have gotten final federal approval to begin. The DNR hopes to begin construction this fall. The 2012 law also limited how far companies like Georgia-based Meteor Timber had to look for alternative sites before they destroy wetland. Meteor wants to fill 16 acres of forested wetlands in Jackson County to build a frac sand plant. CEO Chris Mathis says the loss is unavoidable.
Simply put, other sites are either too far away that would result in the project being uneconomic, and fiduciarily we could not support construction of the project.
To sweeten the deal, Meteor promises to buy mitigation credits and preserve or restore 400 acres of wetlands on other property it owns. But the question remains, does creating or restoring wetlands in one area offset the loss in another? Mitigation bankers and consultants say many projects have been successful, although some in Wisconsin have struggled with invasive plants. And a global study published last year found that restored areas generally only had half of the abundance and one-third of the diversity of plants and animals compared with natural wetlands. Joy Zedler is UW-Madison's Aldo Leopold Chair of Restoration Ecology. She says wetlands are more functional for human well-being than all other ecosystems on Earth.
Well, wetlands are super important, and they should be held on a very high pinnacle before we decide to go and damage them.
Wetland mitigation is a learning process for all involved, but it's also a political issue. And after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in February repealing a Clean Water Rule enacted during the Obama administration, many are wondering whether requirements to restore wetlands will be around much longer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.